tendons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary.
All right, I like it. You'll shake and shudder. It is Halloween season. You know, I mean, at the Beamer house, we're already playing Christmas music, but I'm sure that will change in a year or so when we have a kid who's probably going to be asking for that Halloween stuff they heard. 803-0930, star 930. So asking you all about Halloween, do you go all out for it? Costumes, your bet, what you think is the best costume you ever had, the worst, the craziest you've seen. You decorate your house. You like Cindy and her family. Do you guys just go completely all out? Candy, rank it from the worst to the best to the worst. What do you hand out? 803-0930, star 930 is the number. And you know, because I'm such a Christmas nut, I probably should throw this one in there as well. Okay, we're talking Halloween. When's the earliest acceptable time to put up your Christmas tree? Because I want to do it this weekend. 803-0930, star 930. Matt in Amherst. Matt, what's your Halloween costume?
Well, I would say the ones that I put the most work into. Back when Howdy's used to be on Main and Transit, they had a Halloween party, and it was around the time the Phantom Menace came out, so I kind of thought, I'm going to really try and do a lot of work on this. So I did a Palpatine, everything from scratch. I went to Duane Fabrics. I just got a lot of fabric, did a lot of sewing, made my own cloak. I bought special contacts with the eyes like Palpatine had, and I did a lot of molding, the skin gum stuff they use, and made the wrinkles and everything on me. And when I finally got in there, there was a group of kids that were like dressed up from people of the same movie, and there was a stormtrooper. And when I started walking up there, they all started bowing to me like they knew exactly what I was, and I'm just giving them, okay, arise. But it was like one of the most flattering things I ever got for any kind of a Halloween costume. And I thought, well, I guess the work that I did in it really paid off.
Yeah, I mean, you Star Wars people, you guys are so into it. But that is, I mean, that must have been so well done to get that kind of reaction. Now, Matt, let me ask, because you said this was for Halloween, did you ever dress up to go to the premiere of one of the Star Wars?
No, I'm not that heavily into Star Wars.
Okay.
I just randomly picked, you know, what to wear. I mean, I grew up from the original Star Wars. I was 10 when the first one came out, and it's a personal thing about my friends and I, what we feel about it. But when I did that, it was just almost like an experiment, like how good can I make this? Because when it comes to Halloween, I try and go all out. I did the same thing with doing a Jason costume from Friday the 13th, and Alex DeLarge from Clockwork Orange. I did that whole getup. I even just grew my hair just for that costume for Halloween.
And it's always homemade, Matt?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I do everything from scratch.
And probably 10 times better than anything you can find in the store.
Well, even at the time, they didn't even have anything that would really even come close to matching what I wanted to do.
Right.
So,
what's
I do find something that does.
Do you have a costume for this year, Matt?
No, because I haven't heard about anything going on anywhere, and I might skip this year. I'll see maybe what happens next year try and pick out a entertainment character or something.
Sounds good. Hey, Matt, appreciate it. Matt in Amherst. I wish I had that kind of skill. I wish I could make my own costume. But, you know, right now we're working on changing my own oil. That's the skill I'm trying to teach myself. And we'll go from there. And, you know, maybe in 10 or 15 years I'll be able to make a costume. But that's very impressive for Matt. And I know a lot of people that, you know, are just like him. They like to go to Joann Fabrics. They like to pick everything out and kind of have that all in their control. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. was it 2 years ago? If my wife's listening, she'll know what I'm talking about. It was either last year or 2 years ago. We were last minute looking for a costume, and I can't remember if we were or if I was. We were going somewhere, like a party that was having costumes. I can't remember. But we went to Spirit Halloween like the week before Halloween. Let me tell you right now, if you want your pick of a costume, don't go days before Halloween. It is pretty much already packed up. Some empty boxes, empty shelving. That's my word of advice. If you're going to buy something, maybe do it this weekend because they, you know, they get their last shipment in. We're talking about temporary stores. They want everything gone before they close up. So just a word. I can't remember if it was last year or the year before. It must have been the year before. It wouldn't have been last year. It was the year before. Now I can put it together now. It was the year before. 803-0930, star 930. And like I said, earliest acceptable time to put the Christmas tree up. I know we're talking Halloween, but I had to go to the garage today to get this Sabres hoodie. I haven't really gotten all my winter stuff out of the garage yet. And I'm in the garage and I just see the Christmas tree. I see the Christmas mats and I am all ready to just set that Christmas tree up, plug the lights in, roll the lights around the deck. Or the patio, whatever you call it. I am good to go. I am good to go for Christmas, but I realize that it might be just a little too early for that. Now, on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, someone says, don't bother changing your own oil. For what it costs at some of these chains, you can't buy your oil filter and dispose of the old for what they charge to do it. That's true, texter, but let me ask you this. Is it better quality if I do it with a better quality oil, maybe able to do it cheaper that way? Maybe that doesn't make any sense. But I don't know. That's just something that I've been watching videos on. Like, oh, if I could do that, I want to be more of a handyman, right? I want to be able to fix more things. You know, I talk to my friends who have houses. And, you know, their weekends are, well, I got to fix this. Oh, we've got a loose board here. I'm gonna do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to rewire the living room for the surround sound. And I'm like, yeah, I am not doing any of those things, nor would I know how to even start doing any of those things. So I'm trying to slowly learn to do more things. Mark in West Seneca. All right, Mark, you've got some costume suggestions?
Yes, I do. There's a couple places you can go that are local. Of course, you can always go to Spirit Halloween if you want something that's inexpensive and, you know, doesn't look, you know, quite as professional as you might want. But they're good. They've got a wide variety. George & Company is a good place out on Transit Road. They've got a lot of costumes. I run a cosplay group here in Western New York. We do cosplay for charity, where we dress up as heroes and villains and other characters, visit the hospitals, charity events, fundraisers. Can I give a shameless plug?
Okay.
For WNY Superheroes and Cosplayers, I'm the president, and we're on Facebook. And WNY Superheroes, our Facebook page, and we'll be glad to give anyone any suggestions you have. But there's a lot of websites like Etsy. There's a lot of options to get good costumes off of. Just look on the web. Amazon's got some very good costumes also. A lot of us, like in the cosplay community, we make our own costumes. You know, I know we've got seamstresses and we've got some major fabricators in our group that we make our own costumes and props and such. It's a lot of fun making your own, but making like a Green Ranger,
yes.
You're going to have to buy the helmet unless you want to make it yourself. It can be 3D printed very easily also.
Oh, see, Mark, I got to get in touch with you. I got to get in touch with you for this Green Ranger outfit.
You certainly can. I can give my phone number to your producer, and you know, we could talk more. I'll be glad to talk to anyone about it.
That'd be great. I will, Mark. I will put you on hold, but before I let you go, you do a lot of dressing up. What is your favorite costume you've pulled off?
Well, I am known as the Buffalo Penguin. I do the Burgess Meredith Penguin from Batman in the 66 TV series. And I also do Mario.
Oh.
And I have my own Mario Kart, too.
That's awesome.
So that's one of my favorites. But we do probably about 50 to 60 events a year. And I've got 35 members and close to 60 or 70 different costumes amongst us.
And you guys do this for charity?
So we do everything for charity. We do, like I said, fundraisers, charity events, and we never charge. We're not a registered charity, but we don't accept money. We don't accept payment. If we go to a company, XYZ company, and they have us come out and appear, they make out a check to a charity, much like the Variety Club Telethon, maybe, and then they give it to us, and we mail it to them on our stationery from that company. We just had, one of our main guys, Joe D, he just had a show Saturday, and we always appear on the telethon with him, presenting a check. In May, his show is usually a week after the telethon, but he still takes, you know, money out of his pocket, plus the money that we receive in donations, and we give it to the telethon. So it's 100% charity. We never charge, no money. It's 100% volunteer.
Very nice. I think I found you on Facebook, by the way, the Buffalo Penguin.
Yep, the Buffalo Penguin, that's me.
Hey, Mark, I'm going to throw you on hold. Tanner will get your number, and we'll work on that Green Ranger outfit.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Mark in West Seneca. It is Beamer in for Bowerly, asking you a bunch of questions. Halloween costumes, your favorite, your craziest, do you go all out for Halloween, the candy you hand out, what's the worst Halloween candy in your opinion, and a personal question for me, when should I put my Christmas tree up? I want to put it up this weekend. But Jenny and Clarence says that might be a little too early. Jenny, welcome to the show. All right, we'll have to work on Jenny. Jenny, if you hear us, call back. We couldn't hear you. Jenny and Clarence, she was not going to support my idea of putting the tree up this weekend. But we'll hear from her when we come back. 803-0930, *930. That's the number to get on if you would like to join in the final segment. And we are obviously continuing this topic through the final segment. But as you know, when Joe Beamer's in this chair, the final half hour opened it. If I mentioned anything that came out of my mouth in the last 3.5 hours, you can call and comment on. So I wouldn't say it's an open half hour, but if I mentioned it, it is fair play to comment on it. 803-0930, *930, or to text at 803-0930. My name's Joe Beamer. You've got one half hour left. Hope to hear from you on News Radio 930 WBEN. By the way, I'm Joe Beamer, and I'm filling in for Tom Bowerly, who usually hosts this show from 2 to 6 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Like smiling, my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite.
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Time for the announcement.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning,
it is Santa's
coming
there.
Santa! Oh my God!
Hey, welcome back. Final segment here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beamer in 4. Oh, the voice is starting to go. We had it. Beamer in for Bowerly. I promise I will not yell at the Sabres game tonight because the voice is having a nice rebound. I didn't feel like I had gone that, you know, was that loud over the weekend, but I guess I was. And then, you know, as I was telling Tanner during the break, you had moments of rain at both games. Very small moments of rain, but outside for a long time. It was a great weekend. Let me tell you, great weekend. Loved it. I love when you can do two games in 2 days and be on the road. I love driving. I love these road trips. But, you know, I do probably have to be a little more mature and remember what it is I do for a living. 803-0930, Star 930, talking Halloween costumes, your favorite, the craziest Halloween candy. Do you go all out? And is this weekend too early to put up the Christmas tree? GAC is already showing Christmas movies. Jenny and Clarence. Jenny, what do you think about the Christmas tree?
We always put our Christmas tree up Thanksgiving weekend. So as soon as dinner's over, basically the next morning, I'm decorating the house and putting up the tree.
Now, go on, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, we just drove back from Maine this past weekend, and we listened to Christmas music probably half the time.
Right? I mean, it's once it starts getting that chill in the air, you start feeling Christmas. It's the best part of winter.
Yeah, it helped me stay awake, too, for the ride.
Now, let me ask you, is it a real tree, or do you go out and buy a tree? I'm sorry, that's the same question. Is it a real tree, or do you have a fake tree?
We have two fake trees.
All right. Oh, two trees.
Yeah. That's not that bad. I have some friends that have six. I only have one for my living room and one for the family room.
Oh, man. I feel outdone. I'm going to have to talk my wife into getting a second Christmas tree for the other side of the apartment. Now, Jenny, that's the Christmas tree. Do you do outside decorations? When do those go up?
Those don't go up. I don't venture there. I usually have my hands filled with inside the house, so I don't bother with the outside. Other than the little lights that you put in the windows, that's about it.
All right, fair enough. Well, two Christmas trees. You've got me out decorated, Jenny. I appreciate the call. Thanksgiving weekend. I think a lot of people are probably in that camp with Jenny. I said this earlier in the week. I don't understand Christmas Eve. Like, Christmas Eve for me is, you know, by the way, my favorite day of the year is Christmas Eve, right? I mean, that's everything. It's the build up for Christmas. Because once Christmas is here, now obviously it's a very special day, Christmas, the day Jesus Christ was born. It's a very special day. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking anything away from that. But the buildup of the holiday season, Christmas is the day, and then it's over the 26th, right? Christmas Eve, you're still waiting for, right? You've got, when you were a kid, it was the buildup of what did Santa bring. Now it's, oh, I can't wait to show, you know, I can't wait to have people open the gifts I got them and hope they like it. My parents always throw, except for last year, always throw a big party on Christmas Eve. And I think that's probably played into why it's my favorite day of the year. So I love Christmas Eve. I can't imagine spending time putting up the tree. Again, I'm debating putting up the tree this weekend in October. So obviously I would not be still waiting on Christmas Eve, but I know there are people out there that do that. 803-0930, star 930, two Christmas trees. Again, when I get a house, we'll probably have a tree on every floor. I can just imagine that will be how the Beamers do it. Because it's not just me. My wife is just as crazy about Christmas as I am. You know, I got home yesterday from doing this show, and she had GAC on. Like I said, they're already doing Christmas movies all day, every day. So she was already watching it. We have the Christmas music playing too, which is, it's, I don't know. I'm glad we're not the only ones. 803-0930, star 930. So as I said, it's the final segment. If I mentioned it in the last 3.5 hours, you can say it. You can comment on it if you have a story, Halloween, whatever we talked about. Now, I have one final thing I wanted to say, and I was going to make this into a full topic. I just don't think it would work. I am not one to read, except for text. And by the way, we're going to have to do this, and then we'll go back to the a little unorganized here. I apologize. On the text board, Kathy and Chitawaga, favorite Halloween costume, a flying purple people eater her mom made when she was in seventh grade. I hate how the text thing breaks it up. But She says they made one small error when making the costume. Didn't realize until some years later the alien wasn't purple. He ate purple people. It was my all-time favorite costume. So I don't know what that costume is, but that was Kathy and Chituaga's favorite. And it's funny, you know, you're like, this thing's great. And then years later, it doesn't take away from it being a great costume, right? Oh, so something's a little off. Doesn't take away from it still being an all-time favorite costume for Kathy in Chituaga. All right, now, books. I am not much of a book reader. As if you listen to Beamaz and Beamer, Brian reads, I don't so much. You know, I'll read articles, obviously, when I'm preparing for a show. I'll read stuff online. I'm not much of a book reader. So maybe I'm not the person this is supposed to reach out to. But who reads celebrity books? I want to know. Who is reading these memoirs that are coming out on celebrities, right? We talked about Jada Smith. Now, the big story already came out. The big story in there is her and Will Smith have been broken up for 6 years. Okay. I heard that on the Today Show. I don't need to go read the book. Now, Britney Spears has a book coming out. I might be breaking news here. Britney Spears has a book coming out. And there's some juicy details in this book. But the juicy details are already coming out. Number one, that's what you're reading the book for, right? The story now from Britney Spears is that she's talked about why she went bald in 2007. And that, according to Britney Spears in her book, she was pregnant by Justin Timberlake. And she had an abortion. That was in Britney Spears' book. But we already know that. So I've got to know who is taking time out of their day to read a celebrity's book. Now, maybe I just don't understand because I don't really, I haven't read a book since I had to for school. So maybe I am in the minority here, but you've got all of these celebrities coming out with their books and all this stuff. I just don't understand who's going out and buying Britney Spears' book. You already know the juicy details. That stuff has already come out. So these are the things I'm wondering when I see 2 days in a row, the top story in the entertainment section of the New York Post are about celebrities and their memoirs coming out. So I thought I'd throw that out there, see if anyone had a comment on that. 803-0930, star 930. Okay, Deanna in Tonawanda, she will tell me the Christmas Eve tradition. Deanna, take it away.
Hi. First of all, I just need to apologize because I'm driving and my dog is in the car. So if you hear her bark. So the Christmas Eve tree situation, we don't still do it anymore. My grandmother passed like 6 or 7 years ago now. But up until at least 10 years ago, we did it. But my mom and my grandparents came from Germany, and their tradition was totally different. They had to go to bed very early on Christmas Eve with no tree. And when they woke up on Christmas morning, that's when St. Nicholas had come. The tree was there and the gift, along with, well, it was just post-war, but fruit in the tree and fruit in the stockings.
Wow. So the tree was part of what St. Nicholas would bring.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that wasn't, when I was little, I never understood it. The older I got, the more I appreciated it. Right. But, that's how they did it. My mom tried to stick with it a little bit with us, but Americanized here, it was totally different, but my grandparents still did it. Christmas Eve was the day they brought that tradition from Germany.
So now, they would still, even when the kids were gone, they would still dress up the tree and do it as if St. Nick had been there?
Yes, that was on Christmas Eve, yeah.
Wow, okay, so now that makes perfect sense. Now, let me ask you, in that tradition, how long does that tree stay up?
They didn't keep hasn't been up very long. I mean, they always had small ones. They didn't go quite all out like we do now with everything. I mean, we go, you know, the bigger the better with the tree, the 9 foot, if you can fit it, the whole deal. They had more, you know, kind of cut down real tabletop sized trees, but they didn't stay up very long. It was not even a week.
Wow. So that's, Deanna, 35 years I've been waiting for an explanation, and in two minutes you were able to give me the explanation. I completely understand it now. Deanna, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Have a good rest of your show.
Thank you, Deanna in Tonawanda. See, 35 years, Tanner, I've been waiting for someone to explain, and I know everyone has their tradition, but this was a German tradition, and I get it. Now it makes sense. I don't know, like, I couldn't imagine if my parents had that tradition and then they were like, well, you and your wife should continue this tradition, for your son. I don't know if I might have to say, I'm sorry. I gotta stop that tradition, because I am all about the entire, again, I don't own a home, so I don't, you know, we go all out as possible in an apartment. But I like the, you know, I love Christmas time, the glow of the Christmas tree, the lights we have strung outside. I love that. Like, it's the perfect setup. Maybe a little snow outside, and I did say a little snow outside, really adds to that holiday feeling. You know, you got a warm drink. Usually me, it's a decaf coffee with nothing in it, because, you know, I am trying to, again, for the second year in a row, lose a little bit of weight. But that's always the nice, you know, the candles, the scent of Christmas. We don't have a real tree, so we burn a candle that smells like a real tree, and it gives you the idea, right? You got the semblance of a real tree. So, all right, I get that. That makes sense. 803-0930, *930 is the number to get on. We've got a little bit of time left. Like I said, comment on anything we talked about throughout the show. If you've had something that you want to, maybe you disagree with me about what I said about Congress in the first hour, and it's been bothering you, this is the time to tell me what's on your mind. Halloween, we've been talking about that for the last hour, and celebrity books, I don't get it. Now, again, I don't read, so maybe that's on me. And you know what? I'm just going to say this. This probably won't go over well, Tanner. I'm just going to say it. I was a huge Britney Spears fan back in the late 90s and early 2000s, okay? I had a Britney Spears poster. All right, I was a young boy. I had a Britney Spears poster. All right? Huge Britney Spears fan. I'm not going to read her book. Sorry. Not going to read it. I've read the articles about what's in it, which I know might be a little bit of a counterproductive. I've read the articles of what's in it. I've read the juicy details. I'm not going to go buy Britney Spears' book. I'm not going to read Jada Smith's book. Again, anything we wanted to know or didn't want to know is already out there. We've already heard about it. I'm just not sure what would bring me to open up and read a celebrity's book. But that's on me. Maybe I shouldn't continue with this topic, because I do host a radio show, and maybe one of these days I can get a celebrity on to talk about their book, and that's how I would get them on the show. So maybe we should stop that right there. It's been Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly. I knew this text was coming. Joe, certain things you should never admit on air. Your Britney Spears poster is one of them. Yeah, but here's the thing. Maybe that made you cringe, right? Like it or not, at least you know I am going to be open with you guys. I'm going to be honest. There is nothing about me I have not talked about on the air. So, again, maybe some things you go, ugh, Joe, why? But at least you know, when I tell you something, when I'm talking about something on the air, it's 100% the honest truth, and it's 100% me. So, yeah, the wacky music bumps that I sometimes will tell Tanner to play, like there at 5:30. Yeah, my music selection overall. We all know my weird and wacky liking music. But at least you know I'm telling you the honest truth. And I don't mind just being an open book. There's nothing I'm going to hide from you, right? Tell you my struggles, tell you things that, you know, are going good, going bad, I'm all about it. I'm all about it. You know, you join me, you'll learn a little bit about the host. And that's what we're going to try to do here this next week as I fill in for the vacationing Tom Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. It's been a fun show. You know, we had some fun topics. We had some serious topics. And I like to do that nice, you know, mixture of stuff. And if you missed any of it, Tanner's got it online at WBEN.com, and the Odyssey app. Again, right now, we still have no second vote for Speaker to kind of circle back to where we started. As Jim Jordan, Hakeem Jeffries, neither got 217 in the first vote. We'll see when the second vote takes place. If you wanted to hear my take on it, you can hear that on the podcast. A quick summary is, I think Republicans are only hurting themselves. The latest YouGov poll kind of proves that. So I don't care who the speaker is. I think a majority of Americans don't care who the speaker is. People just want our members of Congress back to work and doing what they are elected and paid to do. If I took 2 weeks off because of something that I initiated, I wouldn't get paid, right? So that's that. Again, we talked about it in the first hour if you want to go back and listen to it. Thank you so much for the calls, the text, and all the social media interactions. I always appreciate that. Hey, Sabres play in about 90 minutes. You can hear the action on WGR 550, but don't do so until after Tom Puckett's news. Again, it's also a nationally televised game, so the only place you can hear the local commentators are down the hall and down the dial at WGR Sports Radio 550. Have yourself a great Tuesday afternoon and evening. Go Sabres. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 p.m. here on News Radio 930 WBEN.